Hello, everyone. This is Rob McDougall from Zhang Financial here with your weekly economic update. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024. So let's take a look at the economic activity that hit last week. We had some pretty impactful releases. In particular, starting on Tuesday, we had the ISM non-manufacturing or the services index came in pretty much as expected. The expectation was it would come in at 53. Remember, 50 is the demarcation line between contraction and expansion. The expected was 53. Consensus, it came in at 52.6, so that was decent. Thursday, we had initial job claims, came in lower than expected, or came in slightly higher than expected, I should say, at 217. 215 was a consensus. But then things got very murky and interesting on Friday with the jobs release report. So the non-farm payrolls came out on Friday at 275,000 added jobs. The expectation was 200, so that looks great. You might think things were wonderful. However, when you look a little bit further than that, it was less than impressive. So a few things. One, the unemployment rate actually went up, and we don't often talk about the unemployment rate because it has to do with participation rate, which seems a little more variable than we'd like on a month-to-month basis. But nonetheless, participation rate suffered last month, and so it actually went up. So the increase in unemployment went from 3.7 to 3.9%, despite the fact that the job numbers have been strong. But then let's talk about the job numbers also. So this has been a recurring pattern, certainly over the last 15 to 18 months. The BLS issues their non-farm payrolls, and it's usually beating expectations. I think all but two of the last 15 months have beat expectations. But at the same time, they then take down the numbers that they gave you the prior 2 months. So that's what happened again this time. And this time, people noticed. Very often, people don't say anything about it. But I think investors noticed because despite the fact that the BLS, Bureau of Labor Statistics, said we added 275,000 jobs, they took 167,000 jobs off both the December, between the December and the January numbers. So much less than impressive. Number one. Number two, the number that the BLS gives you for the non-farm payroll increase, the 275, is the establishment survey. They go out to job companies and ask them if they added people. Separately, what is used to calculate the unemployment rate is actually a household survey. And the household survey sometimes gives you something different direction than you get from the enterprise. And indeed, that was the case. So while BLS said we added 275,000 jobs in the month of February, that household survey actually showed a decline of 184,000 jobs. So which one's right? We don't know. We've seen this divergence before, but this is one of the larger ones. So the bottom line on all of this is that certainly the labor markets appear to be healthy. They have been up until this point. But it's really hard to make out where the labor market is headed, given the February numbers that were just released. So, not sure where it's going, and not that clear on the labor side. So, the GDP estimate for the first quarter, taking a look at the Atlanta Federal Reserve, they actually took their expectation up slightly. So, last week we told you their expectation for first quarter GDP growth was 2.1%. They moved that up a little bit to 2.5%. In terms of the Fed funds future market, now next week we do have a Fed open market committee meeting. They will be giving you the results of that on Wednesday, press meeting. But the expectation is absolutely no change for current. In fact, there's a 97% probability built in of no change. However, the probability now of rate cuts by the end of the year actually increased last week, I think because of the job numbers. Likely that is the catalyst for this. But there's now a 57.6% chance of a 100 basis point cut by the end of the year. That was only 44.6% the week before. So investors are betting, or taking a look at that labor report that we got on Friday and suggesting, taken away from it, maybe the economy is a little weaker than expected at first glance. And so they're betting we'll get 4 cuts by the end of the year. The Fed has announced that it would be 3. So we'll see. And next week will be very interesting in terms of the Federal Reserve commentary. So with all that, how did the markets do last week? They were pretty mixed. So U.S. equities up in most cases, international up a little bit, and we did have a rally in the bond market for the second week in a row. So in terms of the U.S. equity markets, S&P 500 was actually down by 0.23%, but the equal-weighted S&P, which equal-weights all 500, really takes away that impact of that Magnificent Seven. That was actually up nearly 1% last week, up 0.96. Now, the NASDAQ last week, the high-flying tech stocks, got hit a bit. That was down 1.17%. And if you take a look at how growth did versus value in small versus large, it was favorable for us. Last week, growth was down 0.76%. Value was up 1.24%. Large was down 0.61% last week. And small cap was up 0.51%. In terms of the international markets, the best performing index that we've gone through here, developed markets up 2.26%. And emerging markets were actually up last week, 1.21%, despite the fact China was down again last week, minus 1.81%. So I'll wrap that up on a year-to-date basis. S&P 500 up 7.73%. Developed markets up 5.07%, and emerging markets up 1.3%, with China negative 4.3% on a year-to-date basis. Fixed income, I mentioned second week in a row of a rally. We had the 2-year down 6 basis points last week, 10-year down 11 basis points. So the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index up almost 1%, 0.81%, and now on a year-to-date basis, close to flat, down 0.5%. 2 weeks ago, it was considerably worse. So a strong 2-week rally. So let's take a look at the economic data that will be released this week. This is a very eventful week, mostly on the inflation side. So starting tomorrow, we get CPI and core CPI that will come out. CPI is expected to actually have accelerated. So in the month of January, it was up 0.3% month over month. It's expected to increase to 0.4% month over month. Conversely, core inflation is expected to go the other way. In January, core inflation was up 0.4% month over month. That's expected to rise for February, 0.3%. On Thursday, again, more inflation data, PPI, core PPI. PPI is expected to be in line with what we had in January. In January, it was up 0.3%. It's expected to have been up 0.3% in February. Core CPI is expected to come down considerably. There was a surprise blip. It appeared in January. It was up, and it was a surprise. It was up 0.5% month over month. It is expected to be up 0.2% month over month for the month of February. Also, we have retail sales, which had a very poor month in the month of January. It was down 0.8% month over month. That is expected to have rebounded to a positive 0.7% for the month of February. Lastly, University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Index. Last month, which is the month of February, it was 76.9%. It's expected to come in line just slightly below at 76.6%. So that's it for the economic update for this week. Thank you very much for your attendance. We hope to see you again next week. Thank you. We'll be right back.